You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local performance arts scene. So that means we say hello to WEMU's own Wendy Wright. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to see you again. We have a special guest with us today, Kristen Andenko. She's the artistic director from the Neighborhood Theater Group, a local theater company specializing in original works. Is that accurate?
Yes, correct. We do all original plays and musicals, sketch comedies, and cabaret. We call it theater from scratch.
And you're based
in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Ypsilanti.
I've had my hand on the pulse of the theater scene in this area for, well, longer than I want to admit. You've been around for 4 years and I had no idea.
Yeah, we've been around for 4 years. We are entering our fifth season this fall. We started in 2015. We had our first show, which was at the back office studio before it was renovated, which it is now. And that was in June of 2015. We did a stage reading of our first original musical.
What have you got coming up this fall?
Coming up, we have our fifth annual monologue competition, which is a free event on October 4th. It'll be at the back office studio where local actors will perform a 3-minute monologue, must be memorized. And we have three judges from the local theater scene. It's a great way for actors to connect with local directors. We've had actors get cast from this competition. We've had some actors become ensemble members with other companies, and audiences love it too because they get to pop in. It's totally free and see some amazing monologues, and it's a lot of fun.
Do people write the monologues themselves?
Some are original and some are published. After that, we have our annual Halloween show, which is always a lot of fun, called Black Cat Cabaret. This is all music. It is so much fun. It's at Bonacera Underground, which is in the basement of Bonacera Restaurant. It is October 18th and 19th. The bar and door open at 7, and the show starts at 8 o'clock. We have a great cast. It's a lot of fun. There's a costume contest, a raffle, and this year we're doing something different. We are having a family-friendly matinee at 2 p.m. on the 19th, so this way people can bring their kids and have something fun to do.
That implies that the other performances may not be
family-friendly.
Wendy, friendly.
She said the bar opens at 7.
Oh.
That was your key.
We don't recommend bringing children, even teens, to the evening performances. So we'll do a condensed version of our more family-friendly numbers on the matinee on October 19th.
I know it's only late August, but you're getting ready for the Christmas holiday already?
We are. Because we write all of our own shows, we're already working on our Christmas show, which is called A Man for Christmas, a made-for-TV musical. It is a parody of all those Hallmark movies that have been coming out.
Yeah, hey, Lisa loves those.
Lisa might need to help us write it. That'll be December 13th through 15th at the back office studio in Ipsy.
At the Neighborhood Theater Group in Ypsilanti, you also have a resident playwright?
We do. He's also our co-founder and our literary manager, but his name is A.M. Dean. He's written 4 or 5 shows for us now, including full-length musicals as well as full-length plays and one-acts. And this year, the play that he's running for us is called Thoughts and Prayers. That will be end of February, February 28th through March 8th at the Riverside Art Center in Studio One in a small, intimate space. And that does tackle the gun control issue in schools. So.
When you're doing theater from scratch, you really got to plan ahead.
We do. We do. We start planning our seasons in January the year before. So this January, the company, there's 14 of us that get together and we'll plan the season and see what type of shows we want to do. All of our seasons consist of a cabaret, an original play, an original musical, and a sketch comedy show.
We're talking to Kristen Andenko, artistic director of the Neighborhood Theater Group, hearing about their efforts to create theater from scratch. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you for having me.
Wendy Wright, we're talking theater, so let's continue along those lines. As you said, there's a lot going on.
Oh, there is so much going on just in general. You know, it's summer's over, and it's coming. It's all coming.
We need entertainment.
It's going to go off like a bang. And theater-wise, the Encore Musical Theater Company in Dexter is going to be doing doing Fun Home, which was the winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2016. In fact, it won 5 Tony Awards that year, and it's based on a graphic novel memoir. It's just a fascinating piece, and the idea that it's coming to us so quickly after its Broadway run is really something special. Community theaters are really starting off, too. We've got Urinetown coming from the Ann Arbor Civic Theater September 12th through the 15th at the Lydia Mendelson Theater. And PTD Productions is doing Hay Fever at the Riverside Arts Center August 22nd through the 31st.
We love supporting community theater here on WEMU. And we love music and UMS. They're kicking off their season, and then they have a few things coming up.
Yes, they do. The one that I want to talk about, because I know you're going to love this, is the True Town Gown situation going on with a movie and music. At Hill Auditorium, they're going to project the movie Amadeus, and then the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and the UMS Choral Union are going to sing along with all of the Mozart music that plays in the movie.
Yeah.
They do it all in sync. And, of course, the Choral Union is something that involves community members as well as students.
And another Jazz Fest going up. I know we have the one in Detroit coming up Labor Day weekend.
We sure do.
Something coming up in mid-September.
The Ann Arbor Jazz Festival. It takes place at the Blue Llama Jazz Club September 19th through the 21st from 5:30 until 11. And this is so special because it's live performances of original compositions and jazz standards by Michigan-based artists. And it's all free and open to the public. It's the 4th annual Jazz Fest, and Marion Hayden and Theo Crocker and Sean Dobbins are pretty much headlining that event. And there's also workshops with some of those people as well.
Speaking of Michigan-based artists, we can't not mention George Bedard at the Arc.
George Bedard, this coming Saturday night at the Arc. And he's been doing a series, The History of Musical Roots Music. This Saturday night, they will be going to New Orleans and exploring the musical heritage of New Orleans at 8 at the Arc this coming Saturday night.
And being a theater person yourself, you know, leave them with a laugh is a good one. So what comedy do we have coming to town?
I really don't know anything about this, but I just have fun talking about it because it's Mr. Tasty presents the September Flavor of the Month, a live sketch comedy at the Riverside Arts Center in Ipsy. It's coming up on September the 7th, 2 shows at 8 and 10. And it says late night sketch comedy show written and performed by some of Michigan's most talented comedians.
Oh, that'll be fun. We'll have to check that out. We'll put links to all of these on our website, WEMU.org. Wendy Wright, always good talking to you. And thanks for sharing this great information. Lots going on.
Lots and lots.